AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. A judge has blocked the Trump administration's order to end funding for National Public Radio and the Public Broadcasting Service. At a United Nations Security Council meeting, UN Assistant Secretary General Khaled Kiari says Lebanon's government has repeatedly condemned Israel's continued violations of Lebanese sovereignty and territorial integrity.
President Aoun has reaffirmed Lebanon's readiness to engage in direct negotiations with Israel under international auspices. While the Lebanese government has taken commendable steps to address non-state arms, two things are true at once. The government needs time and space, not under fire, to implement its decisions, and more assertive actions extending beyond the military realm are needed to bring a state monopoly on arms into being.
Petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says gas prices could go up even more before they go down.
A lot of what we're looking at right now is all focused on the Strait of Hormuz. How long that remains blocked, it will likely continue to put upward pressure on oil prices every day that blockage continues. And that could push the national average closer to $4.50 or potentially even $5 a gallon. However, if and when the Strait does reopen or confidence is regained in ships transiting through the Strait of Hormuz, then we may see oil prices and gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel begin to decline.
AP's Sagar Meghani reports on a slight rise in consumer confidence last month, even as the Iran war sent gas prices soaring.
The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index rose by 0.8 of a point in March. The board says spiking oil prices and higher costs overall due to tariffs did not affect the top-line reading, but the survey did show pessimism in other areas, including expectations of higher inflation. At the same time, U.S. job openings fell slightly last month to 6.9 million.
This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a lawsuit over sweltering prisons in Texas.
A federal trial is underway in Austin, Texas, over extreme heat and lack of air conditioning in Texas prisons. Lawyers for the plaintiffs say five inmate deaths are linked to heat over the last two summers. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice disputes that. The plaintiffs are asking for all prisons to be air-conditioned by 2030. A judge previously ruled that housing inmates in sweltering facilities is plainly unconstitutional, but declined to order that air conditioning be installed. The agency says it would cost more than $1 billion and that it does not have the funding. The current trial is expected to last 2 weeks. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Florida airport was cleared to be renamed after President Trump. Hours before, the president separately revealed plans for a Miami skyscraper planned to house his presidential library. More on APNews.com. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.